This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In China's Hubei province, 100 more people have died from the COVID-19 coronavirus. The death toll is nearing 1,400, and with more than 5,000 confirmed new cases in China, hopes that the occurrence of the sickness had seen a slowdown have been erased. One glimmer of good news, the rate of virus cases among healthcare workers has come down sharply. Dr. Michael Ryan is with the World Health Organization.
This outbreak has expanded very quickly in an unsuspecting health system. So we also need to look at how many of those health workers were exposed unknowingly within a clinical environment, how many were wearing protective equipment, how many had training. There's a whole load of factors we need to look at.
Japan has reported its first coronavirus fatality, a woman in her 80s. Authorities say it is not clear how she was infected, noting she had not traveled to China nor had contact with anyone from Wuhan, the virus epicenter. Australia has extended a ban on travelers who have recently been in China. This as a cruise ship passenger in Sydney is tested for the coronavirus. Here's Phil Mercer for VOA.
Foreign nationals travelling from China aren't allowed to come to Australia until at least February 22. The ban, originally for 2 weeks, has been extended by 7 days and is preventing thousands of Chinese students attending Australian universities and colleges. The restrictions also bar Chinese visitors from Australia during the usually busy summer vacation period. The tourism industry here believes the financial impact of the coronavirus will be worse than the damage caused by the bushfire crisis. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The United States confirms it's negotiated a 7-day reduction in violence agreement with the Taliban in a possible step toward a political end of the war in Afghanistan. Under the temporary accord, talks between the insurgents and the Afghan government are to begin within 10 days. From Washington, this is VOA News.